We're in middle of paragraph Chaf Dalid. Vezehu, now we can understand better the discussion in the Gemara. The Pasuk says in Mishpatim, Mipnei Seva Tokum. Before an older person, you should stand up. If you're sitting down, you have to stand up. That's one of the ways that we show respect. So the Gemara says, Yochoy lafilu zokein ashmai. I might think that this even applies to an older person who is opposed to Hashem, opposed to the Torah, opposed to tzaddikim. Shehu harosho hacholek al tzaddik. This is the Rosho who opposes the tzaddik. Shehu hepech tzaddik. He's the opposite of the tzaddik. So I might think that we have to give him respect also. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk continues and says, V'hodarta p'nei zokein, you will beautify the face of a zokein. Zokein is zekona chachma. The word zokein refers to a true Talmud chacham, a true tzaddik. Hainu, by the Pasuk putting these two things together, these could have been two independent psukim, right? These could have been two separate psukim. Why does the Torah put them together in one pasuk? Hainu shaha pasuk mipnei seva tokum nismach levodarta pnei zokim. The Torah intentionally puts these two together. Hainu loimar, to tell us shekol mi shehu bichlal vodarta pnei zokim, that any Jew who's in the category of beautifying the face of a zokim, meaning he has respect for the zokein of kedusha, she'enoi choylek al hatzadik hazokein dekedusha, he doesn't oppose or show any kind of disrespect to the zokein of kedusha, to the Talmud Chacham, to the tzadik. Al kein, therefore, kishemagia limei zikna v'seva, when such a person arrives at an older age, tzrichin lahadroi gam kein, we have to give that individual respect also. Afal pi she'enoi chacham, even though he himself is not a chacham, he is not a tzaddik, he's not a Talmud chacham, and even if he's not close to the tzaddik in any obvious way, ki gam hu mekabel mebchinas hadras ponim, because this person also is receiving, even if you don't see it, he is receiving from the radiance of the tzaddik, the hadras ponim, al yedei yemei ziknusoi v'sevosoi, through his age. His age alone gives him the ability to receive that radiance from the tzaddik. Shekvar chai shivim shana, the fact that he has already lived 70 years, because shekol hachius nimshach meyemes mehadras ponim yazokin dikdusha, because as we learned, all life comes from emes, from hadras ponim, from zokin dekdusha. So the fact that this person lived so much life, and again, he ain't no criminal, he ain't a killer, murderer, rat, dirty rat, he's a decent, normal person, that alone tells us that he has drawn and is drawing a certain measure of hadras ponim from the tzaddikim, for which he deserves to be respected. Aval zokin ashmai, whereas a zokin ashmai shehu acholek al tzaddik, which is a person who obviously opposes the tzaddik, einoi bichlal kimo vehidur klal, that person is not in the category of being shown respect whatsoever. Me'achar shecholak atzmoi mishoyrish chiyusoi, based on the fact that that person cut himself off totally from the source of spiritual life. Mehazokein digdusha, from the elder of kedusha. Mehoemes, from the truth. And therefore, if he's cut off from there, so then where is he drawing his spirituality from? Where is he drawing his chiyus from? V'chol chiyusoi me'asitra achra. He draws his spirituality from the other side. Shehu anpen chashoichen, which is referred to as dark faces, the opposite of hadras ponim. She'alehem nemar, about which the Torah says, uboizai yekolu. Those who insult me, Hashem says, they will be insulted. Uboizai yekolu. Alkein bevadai ein magiyaloi shum kavod afilo bimei seva. Therefore, this person does not deserve any respect, even if he's an old man or an old lady. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds a cherry on top to this. V'yesh l'rames, we can possibly see an interesting hint. Shebishvil ze kra'u es harosh v'acholek b'shem zokein ashmai. Why the Gemara chose to use this unusual term here. This is not a word that's used throughout the Gemara. It's only pretty much in discussing this topic of respect for an older person that the Gemara gives this label, Zokein Ashmai, for a bad old person. Why? L'rames, this is to hint to us, She'ikr Horosha hu hacholek al hatzadik u'emes. Rav Nosson Zal keeps repeating this and repeating this and putting it in our face again, because he doesn't want any mistakes. Because most Jews use the word tzaddik and rasha incorrectly. They have all of their own definitions, their personal definitions for what's a tzaddik and what's a rasha and what's an in-between. Rav Nosson Zal wants to make it emphatically clear here that this is the most accurate definition of these terms, of tzaddik and rasha. We said the most accurate definition of tzaddik is a person who perfects himself in all of his actions. Just because a person learns a lot does not make him a tzaddik by any means yet. It's only if the person is zeichet to integrate what they've learned into their life, they're zeichet to live what they learn and to live properly and to eliminate all of their materialistic desires and all their bad character traits and be zeichet to develop themselves into a really, really good person, both in their relationship with Hashem and in their relation with other people, that's tzaddik. And the most accurate definition of rasha is opposite of tzaddik. It's the opposite of tzaddik, or especially one who opposes the tzaddik in any way. Shenikra b'shvil zeh zokein ashmai, and that's why the Gemara uses this term zokein ashmai, hefech hanismochim ala tzaddik emes, because that's the opposite of those who are close to the tzaddik emes. Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us a pasuk now, where the pasuk speaks about those who are close to the tzaddik, she'aleihem nemar, about them. The pasuk says in Tehillim, poide Hashem nefesh avodov, Hashem redeems the souls, the lives of his servants, v'lo yeshmu kol hachoysim boi, and all of those who count on him, all of those who count on Hashem, these words, V'lo yeshmu kol hachoysim boi, goes on Hashem and goes on the tzaddik. It goes on both of them. If you look in the capital of Tehillim there toward the end, it's referring to the tzaddik also. The pasuk says, Poida Hashem nefesh avodov, V'lo yeshmu, and they will not go wrong. Who will not go wrong? Kol hachoysim boi. All of those who rely on and depend on and are close to boy, him being the tzaddik. Aval zeh hacholek atzmoy mi atzaddik hu emes. Whereas a person who takes himself away from the tzaddik emes, he opposes him, hu nikra ashmai, he is called by this title, ashmai, loshen osham, which comes from the word osham, which is a word for a major sin, Hepech, which is the opposite of hachoysim betzel hatzadik u'emes, those who are close to and sit in the shade of the tzadik emes. That's kol hachoysim boi that we mentioned earlier. Shehem bebechinas v'lo yeshmu kol hachoysim boi. That all those who sit in the shade of the tzadik, they do everything they can to come close to the tzadik, by them it says v'lo yeshmu. So those who are opposed to the tzaddik are called osham, ashmai, zokein ashmai. Aval acholek hu nikro ashmai, ki hu oshoim osham b'ashem ubetoyrosi akdoisha. Because this person has sinned and super sinned against Hashem and against his holy Torah, me'achar shecholak atzmoi me'atzaddik u'emes, because of the fact that he separates himself, he opposes the tzaddik u'emes, Shehu Shoyresh Vechius HaKoil, who is the source and the spiritual life of everything. Again, the tzaddik receives from Hashem, and the tzaddik is the one who distributes to all the rest of us. V'zeh b'chinas ma shehisvadu. Now Rav Nosson Zal gives us an incredible, interesting proof to this. Rav Nosson Zal says, take a look at one of the most outstanding incidents in history, where you have some of the greatest possible Jews leading tzaddikim who made a mistake, a terrible, terrible mistake, and they opposed the tzaddik ho'emes. They opposed the tzaddik among them, who was Yosef HaTzaddik. We're talking here about the brothers of Yosef HaTzaddik and their opposition towards their brother Yosef. So Rav Nosson Zal says, when they confess to their brother over what they did to him, al shepogmu v'cholku al Yosef, about how they were poigim and they went against Yosef HaTzaddik, shehu bechinas HaTzaddik ho'emes, who represents the true tzaddik, Amru, they said, Avol Ashemim Anachnu, however, we are guilty, Alochinu, over our brother, for the fact that we sold him into slavery, etc., etc. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at this coincidence. This pasuk appears just a couple of times in the whole Torah. Where does it appear? At this specific juncture, where we're talking about people opposing the tzaddik. That's where this term osham is used. Avol ashemim anachnu, they said, we're guilty. And therefore, again, when the Gemara speaks about a zokein ashmai, a guilty old man, what kind of guilt, what is he guilty of? He's guilty of opposing the tzaddik. And when the pasuk says, poide Hashem nefesh avodov, that Hashem will redeem the souls of his servants, and they will not be guilty, all of those who bask in the shade of Hashem, in the shade of the tzaddik. It's referring to those who are close to the tzaddik. Because this is the real guilt. This is the most critical guilt in Yiddishkeit. When a person, Rachmona Litzlon, is against the true tzaddik. Hefech, the opposite of, v'lo yeshmu kol achosim boi. They will not be guilty, those who are close to him. V'alkei nikra zokein ashmai kanal. That's why the Gemara refers to an elderly person who does not deserve any respect as zokein ashmai. It's a person who has this specific guilt that he's not connected to the v'hodarto p'nei zokein, the next words in that pasuk. The pasuk that speaks about showing respect for an older person, the pasuk continues when that person's old age is connected to v'hodarto p'nei zokein, when that person is drawing spiritual energy from the zokein digdusha, from the tzaddik. Nimtza. Therefore, we conclude, shevehodarto pnei zokein nismach lepnei zeva tokum, that the last words in that pasuk, which say that you will beautify the face of the true Talmud Chacham, you'll draw radiance and beauty from his face, that's written next to the words, stand up for an elderly person, loymar, to teach us, sheikr kimo vihidur b'fnei abal seva, that our main standing up and showing respect for the elderly person, who rak mishehu samoch la'zokin dikdusha, it's only one who is close to the zokin of kedusha, the tzaddik. Dahainu, oh, so a person, oh, whoa, that excludes 99% of the world. No. Rav Nosson Zal adds, dahainu shal kol ponim, einoi cholek olav. We mean, let's start with a minimum, that the person, this elderly person, is not opposed to the tzaddik. That as long as they're not opposed to the tzaddik, we have to believe and we have to assume that that person is drawing this spiritual energy, this chias, this emes from the tzaddik, and that deserves respect.